in Los Angeles with Miru Alkana. And I'm going to ask first, Miru, when were you born?
I born in 1915, July, May 24, 1915.
And your parents?
I went to school.
Go ahead.
I finished the high school in L'Alliance Française. Part we learned Italian and part Alliance Française. And we had also 4 hours every single day for Hebrew. And after we finished the school, I start to work. Work. And I was working in in flower shop. So from flower shop, I changed the job. I went to work in nice place to sell parfums and cosmetics. So from there, we went because the Germans came to Rhodes, and they pick up us. They took to Auschwitz, first to Pireo. 3 days we stay in Rhodes in one camp, and from there we went to Pireo, 5 days, and by boat, and then to Athens. In Athens we stayed 3 days, and after 3 days we went to Auschwitz with the train. So from Auschwitz we stayed there 1 month, I don't remember, month and a half, and they pick up us to choose, they choose us to work in the factory. So we was working in the factory until April. And from April, they put us in one wagon, and they took us to Theresienstadt. And from Theresienstadt, we was liberated, because we didn't know what will be the end of us. Because when we saw so many Jews with Jude, and we say, who knows what will be. But anyway, the war was over, and we are safe. So from there, and after five weeks, I don't know, no, into August, because May was liberated, but in August, September, yes, we arrived in Italy. And from Italy, I stayed until 1950. And from 1950, I came to United States. So here I had a little bit problem because I didn't know the language. I was looking for jobs. I had very hard time. And finally, I tried several jobs, but no one was good for the American because I was not so fast. And here, if you don't product, you are no good, and they fire you. So that is the life I had here. But I find out was not so good. I decide to go back to Italy. And in the meantime, relative of mine, she wrote me, she called me, come to Seattle, you will find another place, and you will be happy. And I went there, I started to work with Italian delicatessen, and until 1956. From 1956, I became American citizen, and from there, I took my passport, and I went back to Europe to visit Israel and to stay a little bit in Italy. So that is what I did all my life.
Okay, well, let me ask some questions. What was your father and mother's name?
My father's name is Avraham Alkana. my mother Yocheved Notrika. And I had two brothers, one the older Yosef and the second Nisim. My older sister Miriam, and she had three children, one 9, another 7, and the other one 5. So do I have to tell you about boy and girl?
No, it's okay. And then what kind of work did your father do?
My father, first of all, he was working
say it in Spanish. What did your father do? What kind of work did your father do?
My father, he used to do some battles with the straw, and then after he finished, he give the colors and he sell to the people who sell the wine.
So it was a straw design.
Yes.
Around the bottle.
Yeah.
Okay. And how long did he do that? How many?
Oh, he did for few years, because when my brother start to work, and he said, stop, don't do nothing, because we are ready to support to support you.
Your brother?
So, yeah, my brothers. Okay. Because one, he was doing shoemaker, and the other was constructor.
Constructor?
Yeah, so okay. They was doing very well.
Do you know what kind of work your grandfathers did? Do you know,
my
or you don't?
My grandfather?
Yeah, huh?
Nathan, Alcanah, and I think he was working in the in the boats. You know, when the boat was coming far, and they used to go with boats, small boat, to pick up all the merchandise.
And he did what?
So
he used to help the stuff come off the boat?
To take the merchandise to bring to the port.
Ah, okay.
But so far I don't know nothing about.
Okay.
Because I did see him.
How about your other grandfather on the Notrika side?
He died. My mother was orphan. Mm. He died very, very young.
Okay.
I don't know.
Your parents and your grandparents were all born in Rhodes, or were they from another city?
Pardon me?
Was your parents and grandparents all from Rhodes?
Yes.
Or did they come from some other city to Rhodes?
No,
they were all from Rhodes.
Yeah.
And in Rhodes, do you remember the street name that you lived on? The name of the street? In Rhodes, what?
Yes.
What's?
First, we used to live Via della Turcheria. And after, we was living the name of the Italian, I forgot.
That's okay. And
Via Desdemono.
Via, okay.
Via Desdemono.
Ah. And so first it was the, those Via were two different Turquia. Places.
Eh?
Via de la Turquia is different from the second one. Two different places, okay. And you used to work with flowers?
Yes.
Where was that? Which street? Was that in the new city, Mandraki?
Place. Beautiful
in the Mandraki
place.
Or the old city?
Yeah.
La Juderia or outside?
You never dream so beautiful store. It was between the Via dei Cavalieri, Via dei Cavalieri il municipio di Rudi, il municipio di mayor.
The city government.
Yes.
Okay.
Beautiful place.
And what was your job?
Do you want to know? No one florist, they know the names of the plants. No one. If I will ask anyone, what is this plant? I don't know. What is this? I don't know. But I know myself. Mm. Yes.
Uh-huh. Very good. So that was a good job for you.
Yes, I enjoyed very much.
Uh-huh.
Beautiful. Oh. To me it was
now you
dream.
Now what year was that? In the 1930s?
38, 39.
Now what problems were there when the Italian government with the fascist, they had some problems against the Jewish people?
Yeah, they started in 1939 with us.
Uh-huh.
But because in 36, 37, 38, they have schools, they have. And 1939, they told them to open the store on Shabbat. And until 40, I'll tell you the truth. In fact, in 1939, so many people, they emigrated. They came to United States, they went to South Africa. So, but the last trip, the last transport, the last people who left was in the 40.
Uh-huh. And what synagogue did your family go to in Rhodes?
Hmm?
In Rhodes,
yeah.
What synagogue did your family go to?
I'll tell you. The young girl, they didn't go, but I was a member of the menorah group of the school, the students, menorah they used to call, and we used to go at the school in one class on Shabbat to have the prayer, and then we used to sing the Perek, for instance, Vayom HaShelishi Lifnei Zebulo Eliyahu Uben Helon Igneshu Amen. So that every Shabbat we used to go there, the director of the school, the rabbi, we used to sing together, and we used to be very religious, with only one handkerchief, and that is all. We used to go at the temple, on the temple, the school. Where
what synagogue did your parents go to? Your parents. Your parents went to which synagogue?
Oh, the Midrash.
Midrash. Yeah.
Midrash.
Uh-huh. Okay.
My brothers also to Midrash. My uncle, Midrash.
Uh-huh.
All the cousins, you uh-huh. know, the family, Midrash.
Okay.
Because they have so many. Don't you know? I think 7 synagogues they have.
Now, when the people were leaving Rhodes because they saw that there were more problems. They saw a lot of problems in Rhodes, so they started leaving in 1939 and 1940.
They were leaving. The problem, the trouble.
Uh-huh.
But not so severe. Not so, like I heard in Italy, they was not allowed to have Jewish names. I heard that, but in our city, we had bar mitzvah, we had wedding, we had everything normal. And we had also kosher. But the only thing, we didn't have enough.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. We have once a week to the most, because what imported, they didn't have in Rhodes. Rhodes was one island.
Uh-huh.
So.
Okay. Then you were, after the concentration camp, you were liberated in May 1945. Who liberated you?
Yes.
Who? Which?
I think the Russian.
The Russian.
Uh-huh. And where did you go after you were liberated? Where did you go?
From, we was in Prague, no, in Bohemia, after in Prague, and from Prague to Budapest. From Budapest, we was waiting, the Italian government, they sent trains, and they pick up us, and we went to Italy. And from Italy, we came here.